Right. Is the Great Salt Lake really unique in terms of a dead lake and how it performs and is, or are other dead lakes
Well,
similar?
each one of them has their own particular characteristics. I mean, I don't think there's any two that are really exactly the same or fit the same mold.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing the causeway is a huge factor in
Oh,
the life of this lake and
it
its
is.
characteristics.
I mean, before the causeway was put in, I mean, they built the initial railroad crossing, and they had solid fill out for 7 miles from the west and about 4 miles east from the east, but the center part was all that trestle. And that, during that period of time, we really didn't see a great deal of change in the water. You didn't have a north arm with a heavy brine and a south arm with a. It was still all one thing because it was able to mix. But after the causeway was put in, of course, in 1959 or so, we immediately began to see a difference in the salinity of the north and being greater than the salinity in the south, and then a two-layer system in the south arm. I don't know if there's another one like it or not.
It seems like it'd be pretty unique, but
I guess another one that would be something similar to it would be the there's a lake up in northwestern Iran, Lake Yermaya. Almost looks like the same thing. Almost the same shape. It's a larger lake, but it's almost the same thing. And for years they had an unfinished causeway across it. And in the last 10 years or so, they have now put in a bridge structure. And that's, they're seeing similar changes up there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and the similar worries because so much of the water has been taken up there for irrigation. And Lake Yermaya is shrinking. Well, we're facing the same thing here in Great Salt Lake because now they're talking about taking more water from the Bear River, bring it south through Salt Lake. That could have a huge impact on Great Salt Lake because that's the main the. Bear River is our main source of water for the Great Salt Lake, about 60% of it. And if we tap all of that for human consumption, we could impact the Great Salt Lake very heavily. Poor Lake doesn't have any water rights, so
Yeah, isn't that something?
it is. I'd hate to see it go that far, but.
Well, that would be devastating for, gee, just a lot of things. I mean, first of all, the bird refuge would be
Oh,
really impacted by that.
yeah. It really would.
I don't know, maybe this isn't a fair question, so you don't have to answer it if you don't want. What's your thought of that causeway? Do you think that should be there?
Well,
In terms of the lake.
let's just put it this way. It's there. Now, some people say, well, we should take it out. Well, that causeway through the railroad brings in a lot of revenue into the state. And the second thing, it would be practically an impossible situation to try and take it out again. Took them about 2 years to put it in. If you ever want to see an interesting movie, you get one called Mariners and Hard Hats.
What's that about?
It's the film that Morrison Knutson put together on the construction of the solid fill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be interesting. Would it be better for the lake if, so suppose they could go back and put it like a trestle system in so that there was a regular flow and a more even flow between the two arms. Would that be better for the lake, do you think? Oh, there's somebody here. Oh, okay.
The causeway has served some very good purposes other than running trains across it. During the high water years, we pretty well lost the brine shrimp population in the South Arm. It became too fresh.
Too fresh.
Yeah. North Arm carried on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are pros and cons as to the causeway, whether it's good or bad. Some of the industries would rather see a little more exchange, especially the South Arm industries. The North Arm industries say, leave it the way it is.
They're happy with...
Well, they're just as happy as a clam at high tide, you know. And so there are a lot of pros and cons, I guess. If the causeway were not there, the overall salinity would be much greater, and if the lake went down low, it may get too salty for brine shrimp.
Oh.
Any place in the lake, if the causeway weren't there. So there are a lot of, you know, different pros and cons as to whether it's good for the lake or not.
Yeah. So no easy answer.
No easy answer, no.
Yeah. Right.
But the fact remains, it's there, and so we just deal with it as it is.
Right.